And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our volleyball games of the week. Rob Onson, Tyson Avronik with you at Red Cloud for the Red Cloud Triangular. We've got a trio of some pretty hot games, some pretty contested games, and this is one of those series of three that you can forget about the records. You don't have to worry about that. The scores will take care of themselves. What we have here are some good competition, a little bit of a cross-county rivalry, if you will. Let me set the stage for you here. We've got the triangular three teams. We've got Shelton, Red Cloud is the host, and we've got Blue Hill. So between Shelton, Red Cloud, and Blue Hill, we're going to be bringing you three games tonight. You'll hear from each team will play twice. They'll play each other. You know how a triangular works. So starting things off up first, we're about a little less than 6 minutes from getting things started. We've got Shelton up first, and I'd say Shelton looks like a pretty hot team. They come in here with a record of 11-1 under head coach Amanda Thober, and they're going to take on the home team, and that's the Red Cloud Lady Warriors. The Warriors come into the contest tonight at 2-8, a disappointing start for head coach Brooke Lewis. So we've got a couple lopsided win-loss records, but again, throw all those out. We're in a triangular. We're going to play the best of three sets, and there's a lot in the line. We're going to set the stage for you here in just a little bit, but right now we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to the KLIQ Volleyball Game of the Week on The Breeze, 94.5.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Welcome back to Red Cloud. Rob Osmond, Tyson Avronik with you for our high school volleyball game of the week on The Breeze, 94.5. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings on Burlington. Well, Tyson, we've got a pretty good matchup set up here to get things started here. Shelton, a hot team on a roll. They've got a super record last year. Coach Thober had this team at 16-10, and they were pretty happy with that. This year, they're off to a rocking start, 11-1. We'll kind of break down who's pointing them in that direction. Red Cloud's kind of going the other way in the win-loss column, 2-8, but they've got some pretty sharp players as well. So it's gonna be a fun game to watch here.
They do, and Red Cloud, you know, they've got, you know, the record has not proven for this team yet so far this year. But they've got a couple players that have played together since they were freshmen. You know, you've got Brittany Lewis. She's a 3-year starter, and she's been a 3-year letter winner. So, you know, and then Michaela Kutra. She's been a 2-year starter, but she's also a 3-year letter winner. So, you know, that she had some experience her freshman year as well. So they've got a lot of team chemistry going on for them. But then you look at Shelton, and there's three seniors that are definitely leading this team, and that's Kylie Brannigan, Lexi Brandt, and Taylor Glenn. So this is a very interesting matchup. But like you said earlier, the Trianglers, you just have to throw everything out the window. First of all, these are three-set matchups. So you got to figure if a team can get off to a hot start in the first set, then they got the momentum right away, and all they have to do is win one more set. The first set's going to be crucial for any of these games tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to set the tone. It'll set the tone early. But, yeah, a lot of teams that tend to be slow starters in the five-set matches, they're going to have a hard time in these Trianglers. Now, it's something they're accustomed to. Both these teams have played in Trianglers already up to this point this year, so they're accustomed to that, but it doesn't make the job any easier. They've got to get going. They've got to get things started quickly, set the tone quick, because things can turn real quick. And then, once you're done playing that first set, or the first match, then you got to play another one. And you either play it right away, as in the case of Shelton. They'll play Blue Hill to follow this game. Or, as in Red Cloud's case, they're going to play this first, and then they're going to sit and rest. And sometimes that rest can hurt you just as well. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go along here. We are going to take another break and come right back. We'll have starting lineups and all the good stuff coming your way from a Red Cloud. It's the Red Cloud Triangular, our high school volleyball game of the week. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Theobald Law Office would like to wish the Red Cloud Lady Warriors good luck in all sports this year. Theobald Law Office proudly supports the Red Cloud High School and surrounding communities.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Wabco Sheet Metals in Shelton is a proud supporter of all the area high schools. It takes a very dedicated individual to work hard in school and play hard in the games. Best of luck to the Shelton Bulldogs this year in all you do. From Wabco Sheet Metals.
Trust Red Baron Crop Dusting for all your aerial crop application needs. Spraying chemicals and dusting seeds help your crops grow into healthy produce. Red Baron Crop Dusting supports the Lady Warriors athletes. Good luck, Warriors.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Shelton Bulldogs, Red Cloud Lady Warriors, separated only by a net. High school volleyball action on the Breeze, 94.5. Rob Hoffman, Tyson Urbanek with you. We're less than a minute before we're going to get things started here. We've got your starting lineups coming up, so hang on. We'll get this triangular going. Crowd starting to come in. We'll be playing three matches today, and they typically are supposed to be starting roughly on or about the hour. So we're looking for a 6 o'clock start time for our second match, and that'll be Shelton and Blue Hill. And then we'll wrap things up at 7 o'clock, theoretically, with Red Cloud and Blue Hill. And, boy, that's that cross-county matchup that's going to build this thing to a fever pitch as we get going, and you can expect this gym to go absolutely crazy once we get to that point.
And I think that's why they scheduled it for 7 o'clock, Rob, because the Blue Hill Red Cloud is always a good rivalry in the Class C2, and so, you know, it's going to be, intensity is going to be high, and it's going to be a good matchup to watch.
Yeah, sincerely looking forward to it, and we're just kind of waiting to see when the national anthem is going to be played, and we'll get our starting lineups. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings. No worries. GM certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet. Find out why. That's our pregame show mantra, if you will. And I'd say we're just excited to be here and to get these things going here. And by the way, if you have some friends that are not in this area and are around and about, you can always catch us online. We have live streaming via the internet at KLIQFM.com, as well as 94.5 FM, The Breeze, to which you are listening as we speak. But we like to include our internet audience as well. And, of course, all these games will be broadcast via podcast, available on the internet as well. Give us a couple days. We'll get these things downloaded, and we'll be all set and ready to roll. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our starting lineups right after this. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Red Cloud Grain proudly supports high school athletics. Visit redcloudgrain.com for up-to-the-minute cash prices on grain. Red Cloud Grain wishes everyone a safe and prosperous harvest.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our starting lineup brought to you by, New Tech Seed. Call Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Starting lineups for the Shelton Bulldogs on the outside. Callie Brannigan's a 5'6 senior. On the opposite side will be Lindsey Hahn. Lindsey Hahn's a 6-foot sophomore doing an excellent job for Coach Amanda Thober. Lexi Brandt's a setter. The libero's Taylor Glenn. Kelsey Rose will be in the middle. Alongside her will be Emily Stephenson. Stephenson's a 5'9 sophomore. Gets the start for the Bulldogs tonight. Tracy Myers on the right side. For the Red Cloud Lady Warriors, starting lineups on the middle will be Caitlin Schreiner. Schreiner's a 5'7 senior. On the outside is Michaela Kuchera. Kuchera, two-year starter, three-year letterman for Coach Brooke Lewis. She's a 5'6 junior. Anissa Castor gets a start as libero. She's a 5'3 sophomore. Emma Bohr is getting the start tonight. She's a 5'5 junior. Taylor Neem will be on the right side. She's a 5'7 sophomore. Brittany Lewis is a 5'8 junior. She's starting in the middle position. And Hunter Bailey is a 5'5 sophomore, will be the center. And that's your starting lineups for the Red Cloud Lady Warriors under head coach Brooke Lewis. And that is your New Tech Seed starting lineups. And we're going to get things going right away here. Glad you could join us. Thanks for making us a part of your evening commute, if you will. This is the first of three matches we'll be bringing you tonight. Shelton Bulldogs, Red Cloud Lady Warriors on the court. Taylor Glenn, the libero for Shelton, making her way onto the court as the Bulldogs will serve. It looks like Red Cloud set to receive. Shelton runs a 5-1 offense, and they run it very well. They rely heavily on Lexi Brandt, their 5'6 senior center, to get things started. To serve will be Lexi Brandt, and we're underway in Red Cloud. First serve clears the net. Red Cloud handles nicely. It's picked up by Hunter Bailey, sent over quickly by the Warriors. Fielded nicely by Callie Brannigan. Brannigan's cross. Ball goes up, hits the rafters, comes down. And Shelton off to a quick 1-0 lead. Pretty low ceiling here at Red Cloud, so the ball has to be controlled nicely. Girls will not have a lot of time. Of course, Red Cloud with the advantage, as they're going to have to, as they practice in here. Shot dinked over real quick. Good effort. Lindsey Hahn, the 6-foot sophomore, gets a nice touch on the ball, finds the open spot on the Warriors. Bulldogs up to a quick 2-0 lead. Service continues. Lexi Brandt sends it over. It's picked up by Brittany Lewis. Going to be called on the carry. And Shelton off to a quick 3-0 start. Three girls back deep for the Warriors. Picked up, handled cleanly by Brittany Lewis. She'll make the pass over to Taylor Neiman. Neiman makes the set to Caitlin Schreiner. Schreiner can't get to it. Puts it into the net. Bulldogs real quick up 4-0. Lexi Brandt goes the line. Steps up, pops it over. It's going to be fielded by the libero. Tapped over at the last minute by Hunter Bailey, and we're going to get called for a slap on the ball. And Shelton will pick up the serve one more time, a very quick 5-0 lead. Five solid shots by Lexi Brandt, the 5'6 senior Bulldog, sends it over. It's picked up by the libero, and it's a caster. Ball's going to be over, and Red Cloud's going to get their first point, dropped right in the middle of the Bulldogs. So Red Cloud on the board now, trailing 5-4. They'll send Michaela Kuchera, trying to get some substitutions in for the Red Clouds. Out of the contest now is Emma Bohr. Back into the game, Morgan Long. Long, the regular starter. She's a 5'9 freshman, getting some great varsity playing time. Kuchera taps it over. It's deep, and it's going to be hard to play for the Bulldogs. They can't get it. Emily Stephenson has it go off the side of her arm. Out of bounds, and as quick as that, Red Cloud back within three. 5-2 the score. Kuchera puts the ball into the court. Right smack in the middle. She'll reach up, pop it over. Drop picked up nicely by the libero, Taylor Glenn. Glenn sends a pass over. It's going to be slammed hard and home by Tracy Meyer. Meyer's shot is covered by Red Cloud. Battle at the net. Red Cloud got it back. Good effort by Taylor Neiman to get things across for the Warriors. And the Warriors held on to the serve as the ball finds the empty spot on the Bulldog side of the court. Kuchera now has rattled off two quick serves, for the Lady Warriors. Back in their business now. Red Cloud down by two. Shot goes over, covered by Callie Brannigan. Red Cloud is there to get it. Smack popped over by Morgan Long from the outside position. Bulldogs set, loading up on that left side. Tracy Meyer, the 5'8 sophomore, finds the hot spot in the ball, drives it down. Shelton gets the ball back. Doubled up on Red Cloud, 6-3, back in the ballgame. Caitlin Brannigan will come in to the bench. Will go Emily Stephenson back to serve now. Is the libero, Taylor Glenn. Glenn sends it over. It's going to be fielded. Morgan Long gets a hold of it. Now Red Cloud playing chase. They won't be able to run it down. Shelton stretches the lead down to 4-7-3. Taylor Glenn, the 5'6 senior with 145 digs on the team, pops a good serve over. It's picked up. Sheldon has to scramble to get it on the left side. Shot goes. Roundabout hook shot from Callie Brannigan's covered by the Warriors at the net. Kelsey Rose was looking for the return, and she put some height on that ball. She's a 6-foot junior. Drops it in. Shelton continues the rally now up by 5-8-3. Glenn's shot is over. It's going to be covered by Long. Shot from the back row. It's picked up. It was from Neiman. And now Shelton comes back. Good return, and they're going to call Castor for the carry for the Warriors. So Shelton will keep the rally going. Good effort. Solid shot, by the way. Tracy Meyer got a hold of one. Or check that. Make it Kelsey Roos. He really got a hold of one. And we're going to play this one again. The service had not been cleared. Taylor Glenn a little anxious to get things started, and we'll play it again. It's a 6-point lead for Shelton early here in the first set. Glenn gets the okay to go now. First shot is a hard one. It's up. Tough fielding. Out of bounds it goes. That ball has some zip on it, and Brittany Lewis could do little but get a hand on it, and the force of the ball alone carried it into the crowd. It's a 7-point lead for Shelton. Glenn puts a hammer on that ball. It's a hot potato. And we're going to get a carry called on Michaela Kuchera. Kuchera tried to make an easy set out of that, and that ball had too much zip on it. Went right past the fingertips into the palms. They're going to get a carry on that one every time. Glenn tries to dink one over and drops it in the front row. A lazy changeup to drop it in. And it's a 12-3 ball game. We're going to get a timeout from Red Cloud. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Since 1908, Williams Funeral Home has been serving the people of South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas with a tradition of service. Three locations in Red Cloud, Superior, and Edgar, proudly supporting local high school athletics.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Shelton Insurance Agency and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Taylor Glenn for the Bulldogs has three consecutive aces. She's on a 6-point run for the Bulldogs now. 12-3 here in the first set. Glenn back on the line, far left side, rears back, pops it over. Good zip on it. It's going to be covered this time. Morgan Long's there. She'll make the pass, and it's going to be sent over by Taylor Neiman. They can't get it. Bulldogs will reload. Hammer down on the right side. Picked up nicely by Tracy Meyer. She'll thunder it across, and the Lady Warriors could do little with it. But send it across and out of bounds. Shelton has built up a 10-point lead, 13-3 here in the first set. Shot this time picked up by Morgan Long from Glenn. Shot over on the right side. It's covered. Schreiner sends it down. Loading up now are the Bulldogs. Hammer on the left side by Callie Brannigan. Warriors trying to cover. Into the net it goes from Morgan Long. Trying to get back into that second row. But Shelton on a roll now, 14-3, and we talked about how important that first set is, setting the tone, exactly what the Bulldogs are doing. Glenn continues to rally. Her serve is over, popped over by Taylor Neiman. And then a dink over on the left side from Kelsey Roos. And the rally continues now, 10 points in a row, 15-3, Taylor Glenn. Caster makes the handle of the serve. It's going to be pushed over by Hunter Bailey. Glenn makes a nice pass, thundered from the back row, picked up by the Warriors. Set from Brandt. Down it goes. We're going to get a touch at the net. Lexi Brandt made a nice touch on that ball, and the Bulldogs keep the rally going, 16-3. Morgan Long heads to the bench for the Warriors. Emma Brewer back in the ballgame. Bohr is a 5'5 junior. Glenn keeps the streak alive. She's going. Caster to handle it for the Warriors. Pushed over, punched over by Neiman. It goes out of bounds. And Shelton riding a wave of hot serves from Taylor Glenn. Into the net. Glenn probably just ran out of juice in that one. 17-4 now. Red Cloud gets the service back for just the second time tonight. To the line is Caitlin Schreiner. Schreiner's a 5'7 senior. She'll send it over. It's going to be picked up by Callie Brannigan and then sent over and down by Tracy Meyer. Warriors loading up now on the right side. Shot goes up. It's too quick. Glenn sent that up into the rafter. Knew better than to hit it again, but it bounced right in front of her. Red Cloud continues with the serve from Caitlin Schreiner. It's the Schreiner's first year starting for the Warriors. Her shot is off the net. Glenn's there to handle it. Loading up on the left side, Kelsey Roos gets it down. The Warriors cover. Red Cloud back in business. Shot is up and out. Hard hit by Taylor Neiman, but just out of bounds. And Shelton will get the service back. They'll send Callie Brannigan back to hammer for the Bulldogs. She's on the far right side now, three deep. Shot goes right into the net, and Red Cloud gets a quick turnaround. 18-6 is our score for the Warriors. Back to serve is Taylor Neiman. Neiman, a 5'7 junior. She rears back, pops it over. Glenn handles it. Set goes over from Meyer. Meyer sends it a perfect feed to Brannigan. Brannigan hammered it over, and it's the Warriors now loading up. Glenn, one more time on the left side from Shelton. Shot goes out of bounds. It's going to be partially blocked by the Warriors. Shelton will get that serve back. 19-6. Tracy Meyer, 5'8 sophomore. 24 kills on the season for the young lady. Rears back. She'll pop this one over hard. Caster goes down to get it. Trying to work the right side was Hunter Bailey. Bulldogs back in business. Here come Red Cloud now in the middle. Hammering shot by Brittany Lewis. Gets one in. It was partially touched anyway by Shelton. That's a hard one to defend. Bailey just really got a hammer on that one. Back in for the service for Red Cloud is Emma Bohr. She's on the left side now. 19-7 is our score in the first set. Shot goes over. It's on the right side. Glenn's there to handle it. Brandt makes a nice set. It's going to be sent over right along the net. Quick thinking by Kaylin Brannigan. Kaylin Brannigan's a 5'8 freshman. On that front outside, on the left side, and she gets it to drop for Shelton. 20-7 is our score. To serve for the Bulldogs now, Kelsey Roos, 6-foot junior, right at the net. Smart heads-up play. Lexi Brandt had that ball set for perfectly by Red Cloud. 21-7 is our score. Bulldogs up by two touchdowns. Kelsey Roos continues the service. Just off the net, picked up smartly by Michaela Kuchera, and Red Cloud's going to get the play. Kuchera went down to get it. It was off the net. Great focus for the young lady to hold on to it and keep it in play. Caitlin Schreiner back into the ballgame for Red Cloud, and it'll be Brittany Lewis back to serve. It's a hard end-over-end serve. Glenn tries to bring it up front from the back row from the libero position. Too much rotation on it. Bulldogs can't get it. Red Cloud now 21-9. Picked up off the net. Way to hang in there is Tracy Meyer from the back row. Spike is covered by the Warriors at the net. Bulldogs hanging in there. Lindsey Hahn sends it over. Red Cloud covers. Battle at the net. Hahn just reached up and pawed it down. Bulldogs back in business. Third shot is pushed back over. Picked up nicely by the Warriors. Brittany Lewis sends it across, and it's going to be into the net. Red Cloud into the net. Shelton will get the ball. Emily Stephenson back into the ballgame, the 5'9 sophomore, academic all-star. Drops it in. It's going to be picked up by the Warriors. Brittany Lewis working now on the left side. Bulldogs have some miscommunication, but they managed to get it over. Here comes Red Cloud now on defense. Good hands-up play by Michaela Kuchera. She'll send it over, picked up in the back row by Stephenson. Brandt to Hahn. Lindsey Hahn hammers it down, gets the point. She had a lot of oomph on that ball. Lindsey Hahn, the 6-foot sophomore, holding down that middle position for the Bulldogs, gets the point. 23-9 is our score. Bulldogs setting a quick tempo here in the first set. Back to serve, Stephenson. She'll knuckleball it over. It's going to go off the back fingers, but they're going to cover it. Taylor Neiman is there for the Warriors. Free ball for the Bulldogs. From the back row, out of bounds. Too much muscle from Tracy Meyer. Meyer put a hammer on it from the back row, but it carried too far. 23-10 is our score. Red Cloud now with a serve. Hunter Bailey to serve. She sends it over. Brand makes a pass tipped over at the net by Callie Brannigan. Covered by the Warriors. Brannigan one more time. Now in the middle. sets up Lexi Brand. Brand tops it over. Red Cloud there to cover. Quick shot, good thinking. Taylor Neiman on the right side. Saw the open spot, didn't wait for the pass, and just zipped it right in. Neiman gets Red Cloud back in at 23-11. Service from Bailey drops in. Bulldogs can't recover. Diving effort from Stephenson. She can't get to it. Red Cloud continues to serve. Down by 11 here in the first set are the Warriors. Hunter Bailey winds up. Perfect cover by Tracy Meyer on the left side. Hammered down. Kelly Brannigan just reared back and dropped it down. She's listed at 5'6". She was about 6'6 on that one. She climbed the ladder and brought down the hammer and gets set point for Shelton. Serve is up, covered by the Warriors, working the left side, tipped off the net. Bulldogs load up on the left side now. It's Callie Brannigan. It's going to be covered nicely by the Warriors. Kuchera hammered down and covered. Kuchera came right back for it. Brannigan works it now. Red Cloud reloading on the right side. Quick serve. It's not going to go over. Neiman trying to just push it over, but Shelton's going to take that first set, 25-12. A great start for the Shelton Bulldogs to put away Red Cloud quickly here in the first set. We got one more set coming your way. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what LaserTech of Nebraska offers you. LaserTech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day and the impossible with 2 days' notice. LaserTech in sunny downtown Shelton.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Red Cloud for the Red Cloud Triangular. Rob Oz and Tyson Urbanek with you. Welcome to the Allens of Hastings Mid-Set Break, brought to you by Allens. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Well, first set for Shelton, they're quick starters, and they really put up some points in a hurry.
Yeah, and they pulled off that big lead in the middle of the set there. It's sitting at 6-3, and they go off on a 12-point run with the services of Taylor Glenn, rattling off three straight aces, and that's how Shelton jumped off to that early lead.
All right, so they're not going to waste much time. They're going to get things started here in the second set, but boy, Shelton's setting the tone early, and now that puts Red Cloud in a hole to get started. They showed a little bit of composure in that first set Red Cloud did. They started to get things pulling away once Taylor Glenn got on that run for the Bulldogs, but they managed to battle back and get a few more points in there and kind of held their composure well. It'll be a tough test for the Lady Warriors now to come back and set the tone here in the second set. Shelton coasting to a quick finish in that one. Solid play, not only from the service of Taylor Glenn, Callie Brannigan with a couple of good shots as well. Second set is underway. Service comes from Kayla Kuchera. Michaela Kuchera, her set is covered, and Shelton wastes little time getting right back into it from the left side. It was Callie Brannigan hammered it down. Boy, she really brought down some big ones there in that first set as well. Shelton back down with service and a 1-0 lead. Lexi Brandt to serve. Her shot just clears the net and right in between Lady Warriors. An ace for Lexi Brandt, the center, knocks him down. And we'll set it up one more time. Shot is up. This one's going to be covered by Morgan Long. Red Cloud gets it. Pushed back at the last second. Back set by Hunter Bailey. And here comes the Bulldogs now. Shot goes. And it's in. Hammering shot from Lexi Brandt. I think it was Lexi Brandt that got a paw on it. No, it wasn't. It was Tracy Meyer. Meyer from the right side pounds it in. Brandt back to serve. Red Cloud has to scramble. Shot goes up to the rafters. You can tell they played this gym before. Red Cloud has. It's their gym, and they covered it nicely when the shot went up high, and they're still battling back there now. They'll send it over. Caitlin Schreiner gets the dink on it and drops it over. Red Cloud on the board now, down by two, and it'll be a tough test right now to get the tempo up to the Red Cloud and turn the tide here. Caitlin Schreiner, 5'7 senior, will send it across to get things started for Red Cloud. In the middle, Lindsey Hahn, out of bounds. Nope, they're going to call it in. I thought it went off the referee's knees. They called it in, and so in it is. Lindsey Hahn put a hammer on it. And look who's back to serve for the Bulldogs. Taylor Glenn has just made herself a nice home there. Hammers it over. Battle at the net. Going to be covered? No. Into the net? No. A carry is going to be called on Shelton. And that'll bring it in. A quick end to Taylor Glenn's service for the Bulldogs. 4-2 is our score. Red Cloud hanging in there. Down by two. Taylor Neiman, 5'7 junior, to serve. She'll prance up, pop it over. Good coverage by the Bulldogs. They're loading up. Back set by Brand. Hammer down on the right side. Callie Brand again one more time. Now the Warriors come back, and there's just too much on it from Brittany Lewis. Trying to get a tip on it, but that ball was just too high for anyone to get a hand on, and the Bulldogs will get it back. Substitutions coming in. Callie Brannigan will head to the bench. And into the ballgame, I think, is Maggie Urbanek. Nope. Vanessa Flores comes in for Shelton, so getting some good rotation. And a quick-thinking dink from Kelsey Rouse catches the Warriors on their heels. Flores will continue to serve for the Bulldogs. Now with a four-point lead, 6-2. Flores shot off the right side of her hand. Out of bounds it goes. Morgan Long will head to the bench for the Lady Warriors. Emma Bohr back in to serve now for Red Cloud. Bulldogs have three back deep to handle it. Morris Service goes up on the right side. Last second stabbing effort from Lexi Brandt, and she couldn't get a good control on it. No one there to cover for the Bulldogs. Easy point for Red Cloud. Now only down by two. 6-4 in the second set. Shot is up. It's going to be picked up by Brannigan. From the middle, thundering shot is covered by the Red Cloud Warriors. Loading up now on the left side and out of bounds. Kaylin Brannigan, the 5'8 freshman from that front left position on the outside, hammered at the angle and sends it out of bounds. It's a one-point ball game now. Red Cloud battling back. Service one more time from Boers. And it's going to be off four on the return. Kaylin Brannigan, again with a quick shot, gets the point and the kill for the Bulldogs. Shelton up by two. Back to serve is Tracy Meyer. She'll rear back, let it go. That ball's going to be just out of bounds. So Red Cloud hanging in there now, down still by one, 7-6. Back to serve is Brittany Lewis. Lewis from the middle of the court slaps it over. It's going to be picked up in the back row by the Bulldogs. Second row set comes back from Glenn. Or make that Brandt. Oh, what Glenn? Into the net either way for the Bulldogs. And Red Cloud has tied this up at 7. Brittany Lewis getting it done for the Lady Warriors. Shelton has to scramble for it. The set too deep from Tracy Meyer, the pass too deep, into the net it goes. Red Cloud now with their first lead in the contest, up 8-7. Lewis, shot is going. It's going to be covered, picked up one more time by Meyer. Hammered back from Shelton. The Warriors there to cover. Pushed over by Caitlin Schreiner of the Warriors on the right side from the middle. Hammered down by Shelton. Kuchera makes that. Lewis sends it across for the Warriors. Battle at the net. Diving effort from Taylor Neiman, but the point belongs to Shelton. Heads-up play by Kaylin Brannigan. And we're tied up one more time at 8. Kelsey Rouse with the serve on the left side. Hammer, thunder down to the open spot in the net. Caitlin Schreiner was there. 5-7, senior hammered that one home. Red Cloud back up on top. Hunter Bailey to serve for the Lady Warriors, trying to stretch that lead out. This service is going to be way too long, and we're back to being tied at 9. Back into the ballgame now, Emily Stephenson to serve for Shelton. Shelton took the first set rather handily, 25-12. Second set now tied up at 9. Stephenson serve covered by the Warriors. On the left side, Lewis brings it down, covered by the Bulldogs. Partial block at the net. Warriors reloading on the left side, punched over by Michaela Kuchera. Bulldogs from the middle send it over. Hahn sends it in. That's covered by the Warriors. Another punch over by Taylor Neiman this time of Red Cloud. Battle at the net off the fingertips there to cover it was Taylor Neiman. Lexi Brandt makes the save, and Shelton's going to have to get it over. Good play by Emily Stephenson. Shot brought home by Taylor Neiman. Bulldogs cover it, and they'll bump it over. It'll be a free ball for Red Cloud. On the right side, battle at the net. Dinks it over. Red Cloud is going to get the point. Nope, they're going to. Shelton is going to get it back, and they send it to the deep in the back row, and Emily Bohr lets the ball play her. She couldn't get to it. Turned her back on it, and it was already. It was too late, and Shelton regains the lead, 10-9. Hard service from Emily Stephenson knocked around out of bounds. Shelton's lead now is 2 in the second set. Stephenson rears back, slaps it over. It's going to be picked up by Lewis. Hustle from Hunter Bailey. Shot comes over. Shelton's there to cover it. Hammered at the net. Blocked and brought home quickly. It was Taylor Neiman and Caitlin Schreiner with the block to send it down. Red Cloud will get the ball back, trailing now by 1. Michaela Kuchera. Service says up. It's a knuckleballer picked up by the Bulldogs. Lindsey Hahn from the middle finds the open spot, hammers it down. The 6-foot sophomore has picked up another solid kill for Shelton. Shelton will get the ball back and a 2-point lead to go with it. Lexi Brandt, the setter for the Bulldogs to serve. Her shot, the hard one, it's down the left side, picked up nicely by Morgan Long. Long will load up now on the left side. She'll bring it down, covered by the Bulldogs, who work the left side on their own. Hard shot from Callie Brannigan. The Warriors are there to cover it. Trying to run the length of the net was Taylor Neiman. She got a little too much on it. A little too high of a jump. Hit the ball too low. Into the net it goes. It's a 3-point Shelton Bulldog lead, 13-10, here in the second set. Back to serve one more time. Lexi Brandt, covered by the Warriors on the left side. Long gets it in there. Diving effort from Stephenson on the left side. Brannigan tries to bring it down. Blocked partially at the net. Lindsey Hahn and Tracy Meyer bring it down. We're going to get a timeout for Red Cloud. 14-10 is our score. Shelton on a 4-point run. We'll take a quick break and come back with more volleyball. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
This fall, look for Samuelson Equipment Company's Harvest Demo on a farm near you. Front and center will be the John Deere 9770 STS Combine with AutoTrack RowSense for an amazing hands-free harvest. It will be equipped with the all-new 608C Stockmaster Chopping Cornhead. Join the Red Cloud Samuelson Equipment Company staff as they start the harvest run and work through Franklin and Webster counties. Stop in for lunch and take a seat in the ultimate harvesting experience. Samuelson Equipment Company, your fourth-generation John Deere dealer in Red Cloud.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Red Cloud. Rob Osmond, Dyson Urbanek with you. Red Cloud Triangular is the Shelton Bulldogs. Red Cloud Warriors, 14-10. In the second set, Shelton on top. They took the first set rather handily. We are battling here as the Warriors have got some resurgence. Hard shot from the Bulldogs by Tracy Meyer, but it carries out of bounds. And Red Cloud cuts the lead to 3, much to the delight of head coach of Red Cloud, Brooke Lewis. Caitlin Schreiner sends it over for service, but it's quickly brought to bear by Callie Brannigan, who hammered that down from the right side. Shelton will get the service back, and now has a 4-point lead, 15-11. Taylor Glenn, who had a nice run in the first set. Serves it up for Shelton. Trying to get it going here. Good set by Lexi Brandt on the left side. Perfect set, perfect placement. Callie Brannigan could do nothing but perfect with that one as she climbs up and hammers it down. Brannigan now with five kills. Callie Brannigan, that is. Glenn one more time with the serve. Good set by Neiman in the Red Cloud, but it went right to Morgan Long, and Long fed nicely. Kelsey Rouse in the middle of that Bulldog front line, and the Bulldogs get the point of the six-point lead. Glenn's shot tries to drill a hole through the net. And a rare miscue from Taylor Glenn, the 5'6 senior for a libero. She's got a great serve. Taylor Neiman to serve for Red Cloud. She'll float one over. Glenn's there to cover. Good pass from Lexi Brandt. Red Cloud now loading up on the left side. Morgan Long lets it go. Shelton there to cover. Hammered on the right side. Bringing it down with some heat on it. Tracy Meyer hammered this one. Gets the point for Shelton. They'll get the service back in a six-point lead. 18-12. Red Cloud trying to hang in there, but it's little plays like that that start to add up for Shelton. Callie Brannigan to serve. We're going to get a substitution first to the bench. Tracy Meyer. Emma Urbanek, a 5'8 sophomore, will take her position on the right side for Shelton. Service clears the net. Red Cloud loading up in the middle now. Lewis brings it down, partially blocked, covered by the Bulldogs, who work the left side. Good shot and a good return. Kaylin Brannigan had a hammer on it. And Red Cloud was there to cover with, and then they'll change it up, and Kelsey Rouse will get a hard shot for Shelton, who will hold on to the service, and now with a seven-point lead, Callie Brannigan winds up. She'll float this one in. It's going to be picked up by the Warriors in the middle. Lewis off a partial block. Shelton there to cover. Tapped over by Kelsey Rouse. Long lets it go, and now cover down the back row. Good set from Hunter Bailey. Dinks at the net. Big battle. Kelsey Rouse, all of 6 foot. The junior comes up big in that middle position and drops it down. And I'll tell you, Shelton looking pretty tough in that middle, whether they have Lindsey Hahn or Kelsey Rouse. That middle position is tied up, and Red Cloud would do very well to get away from it. Service from Brannigan catches a carry in the backcourt of Red Cloud. Coach Brooke Lewis wants a quick timeout. Bulldogs on a seven-point run. 21-12. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Jared's Auto Expert knows that nothing runs better than a finely tuned engine. Likewise, the Red Cloud Lady Warrior sports teams are geared up this season. This broadcast has been made possible in part by Jared's Auto Experts, supporting the Red Cloud academic and athletics programs.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products, locally owned and operated, so people behind the counter are your friends and neighbors. Clevenger's deliver propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site. Clevenger's also has express 24-hour pay at the pump for your convenience.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Adjustments for Red Cloud are in a hole quick now, 21-12. Shelton with the serve still. Callie Brannigan with a hot hand for the Bulldogs. Trying to get a last-second substitute in here. Out is Lexi Brandt. In the ballgame is Maggie Urbanek, a 5'8 sophomore. Service one more time from Brannigan. Callie Brannigan picked up by Caster. Good set right smack in the middle. Brooke Lewis gets it. It's going to be, the Bulldogs can do nothing but bring it back. Now they're going to battle at the net right now. Good cover. And underneath the net goes Hunter Bailey, and she knew it. She knew it. She was there. She had her hand on the underneath the net, and she tried to bring it back quick, and it just drew the attention of the official. Shelton will pick up the point at the 10-point Shelton lead. Red Cloud was up by one at one point in this set. High jump serve brought down. We're going to get a football. Oh, Red Cloud moving a little bit early on that one as they try to switch up the rotation. Boy, that was a big, powerful jump serve by Callie Brannigan. And they'll switch things up. Shelton still with the service. Flores now back in the ballgame to serve for Shelton. 23-12 is the score. Flores floats one over. It's going to be picked up set on the left side, blocked at the net. Way to hang in there. Morgan Long was there. Shelton has to reload. On the right side, winding up, bringing it down. Out of bounds, however, Emma Urbanek got some meat on it, but a little too much air underneath it. Out of bounds it goes. Red Cloud hanging in there, down by 10 now, 23-13. Emma Bohr, 5'11 junior, back to serve for Red Cloud, trying to get things going. For the Lady Warriors, Bohr lets it go. It's going to be covered and returned. And Red Cloud's going to have some problems with it. Quick thinking by Emma Urbanek to just to dink that over. The pass was a little too deep over the net. Flores will head back to the bench. Callie Brannigan will come back. I don't think she can serve. I think it's going to have to be someone else. It looks like Emma Urbanek to serve for Shelton. Match point right now, 24-13. And Red Cloud's going to get the point as the service went right into the net, 24-14. Still match point for Shelton. Back to serve. Brittany Lewis got a hard serve for Red Cloud. She'll wind up on the left side, bring it in. It's going to be covered by the Bulldogs. In the middle, caught at the net. No one's going to be there for Shelton. And Red Cloud fighting and scratching back, down now by 9, 24-15. Shelton drops back 3. Lewis winds up. She'll hammer this one in, and it drops to the court. Shelton trying to make the save. Going to go out of bounds. Quick thinking by Kaylin Brannigan, but she couldn't bring it back with the spin on the ball. 24-16. Match point continues for Shelton. Lewis lets it go. 8. Serve. Nobody was Shelton was standing around at all looking at it. 24-17. Brittany Lewis trying to bring it back. And are we going to get a substitution in? Yes, we are. We're going to get Emily Stephenson back in the ballgame for Shelton. 24-17, Red Cloud trying to come back. Brittany Lewis winds up, drops this one over. It's going to go out of bounds. No, in. But Paul is in, and Shelton, I can't believe, let that go. Normally, they would have made a play on it. It's still match point, but Brittany Lewis is racking up some points for the Warriors as they hang in there. This shot's going to go in. Diving effort just hit the court. Four aces in a row for Brittany Lewis, 24-19. Now they're down by 5. Back into the ballgame now. Taylor Glenn, the libero position for Shelton as they try to counter this rally by a Red Cloud. Shelton picks it up, ball drops in, and Red Cloud is going to drop this first match. They lose this second set, 25-19, so Shelton on a roll to pick up the win. We'll be right back. We'll recap it with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. We'll have a bunch of them for you tonight. Two more coming your way after this one, so stay with us. You listen to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
He was America's first TV heartthrob, and the timeless music of Ricky Nelson lives on at the Red Cloud Opera House Thursday, October 1st.
I went to a garden party.
And now, Ricky's sons, Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, carry on the family music tradition with the show Ricky Nelson Remembered. You'll hear all your favorite Ricky Nelson songs Thursday, October 1st, with two shows at 6 o'clock and again at 8:30 at the Red Cloud Opera House.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Cargill in Shelton, Wood River, and Gibbon, offering marketing alternatives to help farmers prosper. Cargill is proud to support all the area teams, both in and out of the game. Best of luck from Cargill of Shelton, Wood River, and Gibbon.
Trust Red Baron Crop Dusting for all your aerial crop application needs. Spraying chemicals and dusting seeds help your crops grow into healthy produce. Red Baron Crop Dusting supports the Lady Warriors athletes. Good luck, Warriors.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See the Shelton Insurance Agency and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Theobald Law Office would like to wish the Red Cloud Lady Warriors good luck in all sports this year. Theobald Law Office proudly supports the Red Cloud High School and surrounding communities.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. Postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. And quick wrap-up to this first match of our evening. Shelton dispatches Red Cloud pretty handily, 25-12 in the first set, 25-19 in the second set. Red Cloud tried to make a game out of it, but Tyson, you and I were talking, and it was just that middle play from Shelton that just dominated that, especially in that second set. It became pretty evident.
Absolutely, when we looked at the Shelton Bulldogs, and we were kind of wondering how they were going to look tonight. We saw the record, thought it was pretty good, and now we see why. They had Kelsey Rouse and then Lindsey Hahn, that middle. It doesn't matter who they have plugged in there. It's going to be a good play. I mean, and then Brannigan, Kylie Brannigan.
Yep.
Oh, she smoked the ball. I mean, her kills tonight, there were no doubt about her. They went to the floor immediately. And Shelton did a great job tonight picking out their spots. They did everything well tonight, and I think that was just, it wasn't so much that they were so much more athletic than Red Cloud, but they just did the little things right tonight, and they played really good volleyball, and you did a couple stats for you. Rouse, first of all, with 4 kills, 3 blocks. Then you had Glenn. She had the 3 aces there in that first set that really got Shelton going there in that first set. Kylie Brannigan, five kills tonight, and then, 6 kills tonight. And then Lindsey Hahn had 4 as well. So, like I said, it doesn't matter who they were plugging in. They were just wailing away tonight, and they did a great job.
I'll tell you something pretty scary, too. Lindsey Hahn, the 6-foot sophomore that just dominated that middle position between her and Kelsey Rouse. Hahn hadn't played volleyball this season. She started 3/4 of the way through the season where they are right now. So yeah. This is probably her 4th or 5th game.
And she's only a sophomore?
And she's only a sophomore,
yeah.
And she has been... She clearly established herself tonight. The Bulldogs worked that 5-1 to perfection. They just absolutely, between that the setting from Lexi Brandt, no matter where she went, she incorporated everyone on this team, and just they did an excellent job setting up Callie Brannigan. Brannigan has 227 kills on the year so far.
Yeah.
So that's your meat and potatoes right there. And they just fed her. And when she would rear back to pop that ball down, her right hand was almost touching her heel.
Yeah.
I mean, on her foot. She reared back so far to bring that ball down. And when that ball looked distorted when she hammered it. I mean, it was a full crescent.
I thought for sure they were going to have to get a couple new balls. I was for sure that some of them would go flat. But that goes back to what you said. Just the way they do the little things right. When Brandt goes and sets that ball, they incorporate and they keep the defense guessing. They're keeping them constantly moving because they don't know where that ball is going to go because they have 3 or 4 hitters that can absolutely smack the ball, and they just did everything well tonight.
Well, and I don't want to take anything away from Red Cloud either. They were disciplined to the point and to the fact that you didn't see confusion in the Warrior backcourt. You didn't see confusion on that line. They held their ground. You could tell they are very well coached. They held that ground in there, and they made Shelton earn every clean shot that they got to the court, but setting also, our service rather, also for Shelton, absolutely incredible. They really milked those aces for everything that they're worth.
Yeah, it was, and it was a good job on Red Cloud. So, like we said, we can't take anything away from Red Cloud. Brittany Lewis, we knew that she was going to be a factor, and this is what I'll be interested in when Red Cloud comes up again in the 7 o'clock game against Blue Hill. Brittany Lewis against a good Shelton team, 6 aces, and you know that Shelton can return the ball well. So
yep.
we're gonna be interested to see that game for sure. But, and Red Cloud did not have a lot of errors tonight. I mean, Shelton, like you said, they were earning every single point. The ball was hitting the floor every single time. And they were just finding the spots where they needed to hit them. And Shelton, you got to tip your cap sometimes if you're Red Cloud tonight.
Yep, absolutely. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue to look at this game and see what ramifications it has for later on here in the second and the third matches coming up here. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Another school year is just beginning. For the past 30 years, Sylvan Learning Center has helped students return to school with the academic skills and confidence to perform successfully in the classroom. Sylvan has helped over 2 million students during the past 30 years by treating each child individually with unique and specific academic needs. Give your child a jump start on the school year. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Celebrate our 30th anniversary by receiving 30 hours free with qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-EDUCATE for further details.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Cargill in Shelton, Wood River, and Gibbon, offering marketing alternatives to help farmers prosper. Cargill is proud to support all the area teams, both in and out of the game. Best of luck from Cargill of Shelton, Wood River, and Gibbon.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC. Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what LaserTech of Nebraska offers you. LaserTech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day and the impossible with 2 days' notice. LaserTech in sunny downtown Shelton.
Since 1908, Williams Funeral Home has been serving the people of South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas with a tradition of service. Three locations in Red Cloud, Superior, and Edgar, proudly supporting local high school athletics.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products, locally owned and operated, so people behind the counter are your friends and neighbors. Clevenger's deliver propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site. Clevenger's also has express 24-hour pay at the pump for your convenience.
Red Cloud Grain proudly supports high school athletics. Visit redcloudgrain.com for up-to-the-minute cash prices on grain. Red Cloud Grain wishes everyone a safe and prosperous harvest.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. Rob Osler, Tyson Urbanek with you. Game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Quick education for us as we watch Shelton totally dominate this first match of the evening against the Red Cloud Lady Warriors, handling Red Cloud 25-12 and then 25-19. Red Cloud made a game out of it. In the late in the second half, they held on there, actually had a lead at one point during the game, and then just couldn't hang on to it. Shelton's depth and experience starts to pay off. You look at classes here, as for Shelton, they're starting three seniors, a junior, and three sophomores, compared to one senior on Red Cloud. That being Caitlin Schreiner, three juniors and two sophomores for Red Cloud. So Red Cloud, a team kind of in transition, if you will.
Yeah, and, you know, they've got a lot of young players that already have some starting experience, and I think some of that started to show through that Shelton was just overall the over-experienced team. You know, Red Cloud jumps out, they get a 10-9 lead. And then all of a sudden you see Shelton, they run off a 5 rally, and then they go off on another 5 rally, and then they're back up by 10 again, and it looks like they're going to cruise. And then Lewis comes in there and rallies off a 6-point rally there at the end as Red Cloud tried to get back in it. But
the
experience just speaks volumes, and it certainly did in that matchup.
Right. Brittany Lewis just really came on strong for Red Cloud. However, it was probably one of those cases of too little, too late. She's a junior, only a 2-year starter, but she really had some good shots and some good dominance there at that line. It just, if that would have came a few services or a few points earlier, Red Cloud had a legitimate chance of holding in there and turning the tide. But, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast how important it is for either team to get things started quick in that first set. And just the opposite is true when you don't. You got a big hole that you dug yourself into. So Red Cloud kind of on their heels to get things started here. Now, that being said, we're still going to see Red Cloud one more time tonight. And it's going to be the matchup that they really have been looking forward to.
Yeah, this goal. Rivalry matchups, they're always looking forward to them. They get Blue Hill, a cross-county rival. It doesn't matter what sport. These two teams come up to play tonight. And, you know, Red Cloud, both teams are going to have that experience. They just came off the game against Shelton. So, you know, into why I love these triangle tournaments, because
it's a whole different little side here.
It really is, because whether the rest will help or hurt Red Cloud is yet to be determined. And it just depends with these three sets,
yep,
how you can come out and how you can get started off, you know?
Yep. I want to talk about what the matchup that we're going to see right now, which is Shelton and Blue Hill. Shelton ended up having to put forth a little bit more effort than perhaps they intended to in that second set. Is that going to give them a hard time against Blue Hill? And Blue Hill is a pretty solid team. They're right at 500, Blue Hill is, so they're not the dominant team so far that Shelton is. However, again, we're at that triangular thing where that first set's going to tell the difference.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what effect playing back-to-back games for Shelton has on it. So either way, we've got some fun coming.
You're exactly right, and Blue Hill's got some experience as well. I mean, we've seen some of these girls, and it's funny, we'll talk about it when we get to the pregame show, but a lot of them family members, and they've been playing together. You know, especially when you get families like this, they've probably been playing together since they were little girls, so they've got camaraderie on their side. And Blue Hill, they're a different kind of ball club, and I think it'll be very interesting to see how they come out and play Shelton tonight.
Blue Hill, we'll get into it in our pregame show. I don't want to give too much, but that's going to wrap things up for this first match of the evening. Again, the Shelton Bulldogs emerge victorious against the Red Cloud Warriors in our first of our three triangular games coming your way tonight. They beat Red Cloud 25-12, 25-19, and that will be our Sylvan Learning Center post-game wrap-up brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our pregame show for the Shelton Bulldogs and the Blue Hill Bobcats. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, and KLIQFM.com.
Watco Sheet Metals in Shelton is a proud supporter of all the area high schools. It takes a very dedicated individual to work hard in school and play hard in the games. Best of luck to the Shelton Bulldogs this year in all you do. From Watco Sheet Metals.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper. Best of luck to all our area athletes from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Jared's Auto Expert knows that nothing runs better than a finely tuned engine. Likewise, the Red Cloud Lady Warrior sports teams are geared up this season. This broadcast has been made possible in part by Jared's Auto Experts, supporting the Red Cloud academic and athletics programs.
This fall, look for Samuelson Equipment Company's Harvest Demo on a farm near you. Front and center will be the John Deere 9770 STS Combine with AutoTrack Row Sense for an amazing hands-free harvest. It will be equipped with the all-new 608C Stockmaster Chopping Cornhead. Join the Red Cloud Samuelson Equipment Company staff as they start the harvest run and work through Franklin and Webster counties. Stop in for lunch and take a seat in the ultimate harvesting experience. Samuelson Equipment Company, your fourth generation John Deere dealer in Red Cloud.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, good evening one more time. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. We are in the midst of our triangular now. Our second match about to unfold in front of us. It's the Shelton Bulldogs and the Blue Hill Bobcats. Shelton Bulldogs now 12-1. Under head coach Amanda Thober, Blue Hill, 6-5. And you know what? I lost the coach.
The Blue Hill?
Yeah.
Cindy Steinkruger. Cindy Steinkruger.
All right. I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Okay.
I can't believe I didn't scribble that down somewhere. on there. Anyway, Rob Awesome, Tyson Dervonik with you. We are at Red Cloud for the Red Cloud Triangular. Bulldogs off to a quick start, and now they will play their second and final match of the evening, and they'll do so against the Blue Hill Bobcats. One more time, Shelton comes up really big, and they've got the strength of the Bulldogs lies in that middle, in my opinion, between Kelsey Rouse and Lindsey Hahn. That middle is preoccupied. Callie Brannigan is set on the right side to bring down the hammer. Lexi Brand did a fabulous job setting for Shelton, but they're going to go against this Blue Hill Bobcat team that's pretty underrated, let me just say that.
Yeah, and Blue Hill tends to do this. They'll schedule some tougher non-conference opponents in the early part of the season, so when it really comes crunch time, their girls are good and ready. I know they always have early season matchups against teams like St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic and the likes of them. And there's one matchup that I'm going to be very interested in watching tonight, and that's at that middle position tonight between Lindsey Hahn and then for Blue Hill, Alyssa Wilcox. I think we're going to hear this name quite a bit. She's a senior middle hitter. She's listed as a college girl for Blue Hill. And in a couple games that I covered last year for Blue Hill, she was a big role in determining how the flow of the game went for Blue Hill.
Absolutely. We called a couple of games for Blue Hill also last year here on the Breeze. And Alyssa Willicott, if she's having a good night, the Bobcats are having a good night.
That's exactly right.
So that will be the telltale thing. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Hastings only GM certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings. You're listening to the KLIQ High School Volleyball Game of the Week on KLIQFM.com and 94.5 FM.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Red Cloud, for the Red Cloud Triangular. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. And by the way, if you've got someone, we mentioned this before, but if you've got someone that perhaps is out of the area or out of town, out of state, they can still catch us live streaming on the internet at KLIQFM.com. And you can also catch this game in a couple of days via our podcast on KLIQFM.com. All of our games of the week will be downloadable